The spokesperson for the chiefs of Akuse, George Amano, has appealed to the Electoral Commission to rescind its decision to suspend the six electoral areas in Akuse, Osudoku traditional area, from participating in the ongoing biometric registration. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Amano said the people in the area are tempted to register in other districts due to the suspension, and this may pose a problem in the upcoming elections.
Biometric registration exercise is going out throughout the country. All of a sudden, we saw a publication in the 24th March 2012 edition of the Daily Graphic saying that the Electoral Commission has suspended the registration exercise in the district electoral areas of East America. In that publication, it was also stated that it was the District Security Committee of Lower Manya-Krobo District, DTF, that directed. So, which surprised me was that in the publication, it was stated that it was the District Security Committee of Lower Manya-Krobo District, which directed suspension. But the fact is, you know that because of the situation we are finding, even some of our people are being tempted to move outside the area and go and register somewhere else where maybe they will be qualified to register to. Because every Ghanaian knows the importance of the biometric registration exercise. That's in a very critical situation, and to appeal to the Electoral Commission to come and register. At this time, transfer of vote or voting by proxy in future elections are not going to be easy. So if you go and register at a place where you don't reside or where you don't live, where you can vote, means in future elections, it's quite difficult to come back and vote at your residential area, since you may be compelled to go and vote at the place out of your wishes, and that will come out of the situation in which we found ourselves now.
You heard the spokesperson for the chiefs of Akuse, George Amano.